If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Saints Block Party podcast. Training camp underway. It's time to talk about football. We haven't done an episode since last week. We tried to do episodes sooner. Life was life, and I was in Texas spending time with my family. Ryan, so shit happens, right? Shit happens. But we are back. We are talking Saints, training camp, Irvine. Oh, boy, we have a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. I'm not going to go on a tangent yet. I want to keep it to all the football news we got to hear. There's a lot. Let me just make sure we get this posted out. I love doing live episodes. Okay, so cool. Got it posted out. Thank y'all for joining. We already got 10 concurrent viewers right now, bro, which may not seem like a lot, but to like start the live stream, we good.
It's time.
We have so much to talk about that I actually like made like an outline just so we don't forget everything. We never do that. Can't think about the last time we've done that. Can't remember it. Cam in the chat says, am I the only Saints fan that doesn't think Teron is still a top five safety? He isn't. And I'm not going to even get into the Teron CD Deuce debate. I'm staying out of it. I'll just leave it at that. Wait, hold on. Live show at its finest. Had to go get like backup headphones. No idea. People like, come on, Adam. I gotta talk to Sony. Anyway, sorry. Where are we starting?
D said we need a Black and Mild sponsorship. For real. Smoking these things a long time.
Don't know if I can do a Black and Mild sponsorship with my job. Anyway, where are we starting? Saints training camp. We're what, day 5? So they practiced 4 days last week on Saturday, and then on Saturday they practiced. Sunday was a break. They practiced 3 days last week on Saturday. Sunday was a break. Today was the first day that pads were on. What's the biggest thing that has stood out to you and all the reports and observations that we have to read and kind of piece together?
Biggest thing, I tell you, coming into today, the biggest question was the offense. You know, because the first couple of days, offense wasn't doing much. Wasn't doing much in the run game. Wasn't doing much in the pass game. Derek Carr was looking, looking like Derek Carr. It just wasn't looking very good. The last two practices, and I really wanted to pay attention today, how they do. Looks like the offense starting to, you know, come into its own again, starting to make some plays. Some guys starting to stand out. You know, just want to see if that, you know, at least be like an ebb and flow, because the defense going to win some. You at least want to see the ebb and flow, but you don't want it to just be the defense stifling the offense every
all
day.
All the time.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a big thing. Injuries, obviously, is a big part of training camp. Marshawn Lattimore left a couple of days ago. Looks like he has a hip flexor. A couple other players out. Brian Brzee, kind of underrated with a foot. He'd been out a couple of days. Another big news, Kendre Miller, you know, like him getting injured, literally the first, like his first individual workout in camp, getting injured, getting a hammy. Ain't seen him since.
I want to be clear. I'm not laughing that Kendre Miller got injured, but it's so Saints. And piggybacking off the whole Kendre thing, the fact that he got injured in like warmups, basically, right? Not 707, not team, just warmups. Jordan Mims, undrafted free agent. Last year from Fresno State, was a teammate of Jake Haener. I know Captain Terrell tweeted this out a couple of days ago. It kind of goes in line with what I heard. I'll just say it like this. Kendre has not practiced since. I don't know what the timeline is on him being back. However, the longer he stays out, I don't know if I'm going to say his job spot is in question, but he very quickly may be end up running back four. And if you're running back four, I don't know how many running back fours make a team, bro.
Hey, bro. I mean, it's very much reality. You know what I'm saying? He got to get on the field, bro. Straight up. Like, as a running back, and look, D.A. already called him out.
He did.
It's like, bro. And these are not injuries like freak accidents. These are like body maintenance, showing you a professional in the NFL type things he's running into. You know what I'm saying? We dealt with it all that. Saints gave him a red carpet. Alvin Kamara on his final year of his deal. No deal in place. Come in, bro. Come in and take that RB1 job. Come and take it. Nope.
Pause.
Nope. So, and look, it's early. Like, anything can happen. You know, we got a couple of weeks of camp coming up. So, we can talk about it. It's just not looking promising, though. That's all I'm saying.
It's a terrible look, Ryan. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible look. And I think the thing that is the most disappointing is everyone refers to, like, that Falcons game at the end of the season. And that's just like, you know, that you look at all the carries he got. And this is an offense in Clint Kubiak where it's tailor made for him and blah, blah, blah. All that is like fine and dandy. But if you can't play, like if you can't stay healthy, you can't play. Like it is as simple as that. If you cannot stay healthy, you can't play. I have been like pounding the table that whoever the odd man out in Denver, whether it be Javonte Williams, whether it be Samaje Perine, like who, when they're cut, or I don't care. Like if Saints want to trade a 7th round pick or whatever to Sean, just to ensure that you like go get that person. Because if you can't depend on Kendre, and it sounds like it's looking like it's early, but you're lucky you can't depend on Kendre, then your running back depth is AK, slow ass Jamal Williams, and Jordan Mims, who like he's making plays, but is that one of those things where is he making plays just because he's out there? Or is he making plays because he's good? Like, right. I went back and watched his Fresno State film just because I'm a complete sicko when I got the little sick birdie in my ear. Yeah, bro. Just discuss it.
What's wrong with you?
I know, bro. I need help. Help. And like, I was watching this tape and I was like, this nigga slow as hell. And he out there making like but the run game, like the run game is so crucial because it can hide so many of Derek Carr's flaws. God, so many with the competent run game, play action, blah blah blah. We don't need to rehash it, but it's anyway. So the Kendre thing, low key, it's hilarious just because of the circumstance. It's not hilarious because he's hurt. The offensive line, you talked about it. Sound like those first couple of practices, Penny was out there looking, I don't know. And then you got Nick Saliburde today. He left practice early, a.k.a. Salsa Verde. I've been keeping an eye out on these offensive line, like journeymen the Saints have been signing, bruh. I don't know this, but I would just not be surprised if they're trying to find someone, anyone who maybe could give you at least okay snaps at like right tackle if they feel like Penning can't go at right tackle the rest of the season. And yeah. Lucas Patrick looks like he might be like he's in the mix for that left guard spot because Nick Saliburde is hurt.
I don't know. Look, Landon Young getting a lot of snaps. It's like they're trying to figure out the right combination, bro. Like they don't know yet. It's a complete unknown. This offensive line is going to be a mystery probably until week one, bro. We don't know how it's going to work out. Look, Trevor Penning, it's just going to be a work in progress, you know. Like from what I hear today, he did pretty okay. You know what I'm saying? Like he's, you know, and I listened to his interview. He sounded like he's in the right mind space. You know, he talked about being okay with making mistakes because he said like the last year or two, he was like really, really hard on himself and really like trying to be careful and all that stuff. Just go out there and play, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're going to mess up here and there, but just go out there and play. Talked about how Tyrann Armstead is like mentor to him. He went to that OL Mines training and stuff like that. Which is just crazy.
He's trying, bro.
Just
to think about. He's trying.
Yeah.
It might not work out, but you
can. It might not work out, but he's trying, you know?
Yeah.
You know, see that kid, like, watch, you know, like park football. You just see that kid is just trash, but he out there trying. He getting it in, but like, bro, you just ain't got it. You just can't play. And I'm not ready to say that about Trevor Penning. I'm not ready to say he just can't play. I'm not ready to say that. But he got to prove it, you know, and they're going to give him a chance. They're giving him a chance. They're giving him the runway to prove it. So it's going to be completely up to him.
It is.
Do that.
Can we, I will, like the Eric McCoy comment on first round pick of Fuaga, like it being like he said, it's the best rookie offensive lineman he's seen since he's been on the team. It's encouraging, man. Like, it's funny because, like, all the tension's on Trevor Penning, and it's just like...
Yeah, it's like a whole rookie like, right there.
Yeah, a rookie at left tackle, bro.
First time playing left tackle in years is like... But, like, I watch him. Like, I have, you know, the clips I can find. I watch, and I'm like, man, he just looks like he belongs. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Right.
Sometimes you could just see players, and they'd be like, damn, that looks like a dude that just know what he's doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's yes. Probably not going to be perfect. He's going to have his lumps. But I think he's going to be able to figure out his at least how to get by at left tackle
right
this year. You know what I'm saying?
There's a part. I mean, I don't know. I it's so funny because I would have such a different feeling about this O-line if they took Fuaga, they kept him at right tackle. If Andres Pete wanted to come back, because he did not. No, there was no amount of money that they get. Pete,
man, getting $2 million, bro. $2 million.
I can't emphasize how like little of a story that was. That Andres Pete, a punching bag to Saints fans, Saints Twitter for years. This man endured it, took it on the chin. His last season was probably one of his best seasons, and they was ready to get rid of him. And after that season, he said, I don't want to be here no more. Not because of the fans. I just don't want to be coached by Dick. It's wild, bro. That's wild. But if he had stayed, if he had stayed, then he would potentially be at left tackle. Maybe you move Trevor Penn into to guard. I don't know. I just have a different feeling overall about the line. And right now, it's a big question mark. It's a huge question mark. And what's crazy to me is you've invested 3 first round picks and a second round pick. That's not even including Ryan Ramczyk into the offensive line, and it's still a question mark.
Hey, how the mighty have fallen. How the mighty have fallen.
Can we get a Brian De La Puente in this bitch?
Like we used to just find guys. Remember that?
Cidio Calamente.
Put him in a hearse, just come out of nowhere.
Sorry, this is a late call to action, but if you are watching this on YouTube, if you have not subscribed yet, please like, subscribe,
Come
subscribe on YouTube.
Hit that like button, man. We're trying to get that algorithm, baby.
Trying to get it up. Not so much pause. We have 27 concurrent viewers going right now.
Ooh.
Which, yeah, that's football season. Football. Oh, we got a lot. There's a lot we got to catch up to. Someone said that Mickey Loomis shut off your Wi-Fi. That's why you had to. That's why you went black when you had to reset. Nothing. Just get them out of there. Let's see. Cam said my job isn't watching. I'm not worried about what my job watches. I'm worried about the people I work with and what they may say. That's always been. I don't give my job's not watching. It's always the people that I interact with. Demon Tom Slime says, "Is AK going to get paid?" According to Alt Breer, there's a contract on the table, which if he hasn't signed it, that kind of gives you an impression of where that contract is. Like, it's not good enough.
Right. Exactly.
A few weeks ago, I heard and was told the sticking point was the length of years, a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal. I don't know what contract's on the table. I don't know if that's still a sticking point. It was a couple of weeks ago. Who knows? I'll say this though, and I texted this to Ryan when just talking about Kendre. If he can't get back on the field soon, you wonder at some point, does Avin Peepa go back? So y'all really gonna depend on this nigga? Like y'all not gonna up the offer? Y'all just gonna okay? All right,
because AK out there.
He's not it's a completely different situation. I want to be mindful of that, but. He's not doing the thing that Jamar Chase is doing. He's not doing what CeeDee Lamb's doing. Where Jamar Chase is at training camp. Jamar Chase ain't doing a single goddamn drill until he get paid, bro. Which I understand. I'm not faulting him for doing
it. No.
AK is out there full steam ahead, even with the contract issue lingering. You remember the Sean, when there was an issue with Sean Payton, bro, and then the reports came out that the Saints may trade AK and blah, blah, blah. And a couple weeks later, extension happened. It's just posturing, bro. Just posturing.
Posturing, man. That's all it is.
Cam said, Alante looking meh. Hopefully he picks it up. I don't, what is that based off on, though? I need to see it. That's my thing. That's a whole nother thing. We'll get into that. Mim's about to steal that spot, huh? Depends on Kendre. Who that Chris hit say Kendre sat on the couch for 5 months. I bet you Kendre and Peyton Turner and Marcus Davenport would be amazing friends, bro. Nice little click, bro.
Cause even in minicamp and OTAs, Kendre, I didn't hear much about. I mean, when I hear Kendre wasn't doing much there either. So,
Cam W. So this is something that's been on my radar. Cam W said, is Rattler as good as Olave says, or is he just trying to get rid of Carr? Why not both? I was going to ask you this. Ryan, am I reading too much into this? The last 2 weeks, maybe it's been longer than that, Chris Olave, and you could just say he's just hyping up his backup quarterback as his teammate. it feels different, bro. Like when he talk about Spencer Rattler, bro, like he get like a little twinkle in his eyes, like just
just putting it out there. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. It's like he put out a message to like Clint and to like DA, like, I'm just saying
that arm though.
Dane said, never seen Olave so excited when talking about Rattler. A bell comes over when he talks about Carr. He does, but it's like a mask. Like,
yeah, well,
you know, he's got the hand going down, bro.
Like, yeah, good leader. He, you know, runs the offense really well. Just phoning it in, bro. Just going straight to that, like, that pre-scripted, you know, like, yeah, when you call a call center and they got that little pre-script that they got to read.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I worked on it for years, bro. Very familiar. Yeah. Demon Time Slob said,
when I collected that.
When I seen him throw that ball, and he quoted it, said Olave said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What else? We gotta talk about this is like we're going all over with this podcast. Talking about the good, talking about the thick, we're going all over. But one thing that definitely has been a story has been the play of undrafted free agent from Yale last year, Mason Tipton, or as our dude Joey P said, hashtag just the tip.
Just the tip. Just the tip in, bro. I mean, every day he's been making plays, bro. Every day. Every day. He got long speed.
Ooh.
He got quick speed. He's, you know, he's not a big player, but you know, he's shifty. He beating up corners.
I know you're not doing this on purpose, but the hashtag and the way you're explaining, like you're talking about him, is like perfect. Long speed, deep speed,
beating up and corners. Beat it up. Beat. We gonna see, bro. Like we gonna see. Yes. I mean, we've seen plenty of years where player X has been lighting up training camp, catching everything. Then come preseason, it's like,
we don't seen it.
What was it, Santavious?
It was a real Negroish name. I can't remember his last name. They went to San Diego and practiced with Drew Brees.
Tavius, Emmanuel Butler.
Yep.
Just all kind of guys come through the years. You just like, where they at? Then on the flip side, some guys you don't be hearing about nothing during training camp reports. They come to game. It's like, man, who's this guy catching everything? Right. Like, ooh.
Yes.
So we'll see. But I will say, just seeing the skill set of this kid, seeing what he's been doing every day, it looks promising. It looks promising. It's just something to keep track of, you know, as we go, especially when we get into the training camp with the 49ers, see how he does there against opponents, see how he does in a preseason game. That's what we're really going to see.
I do, Mark.
Right now, after Olave been lighting it up all camp. Olave has looked good, pristine.
Yes.
We know what Olave is. He's looked good all camp. He doing his thing still. But after that, it's like,
wide open, bro.
Somebody stand up. A.T. Perry, where you at, bro?
Bub
me. Every time I read, he dropping a pass or something. It's like,
what did I do? Call him in the Discord? Equilateral St. Brown? Like,
Equimax.
Equifax. There's opportunities after the first, after Olave and Shahid. And let's be real, like Shahid, his first two seasons, there's been like a portion of time where he's gotten hurt, he's gotten dinged up, where he's missed time. Mm-hmm. So, like, the depth at wide receiver, Tipton being a pleasant surprise is great, right? It's a great thing. It's one, like, so I'm going to, as I mentioned in the pod, I'm going to the San Fran game, Saints preseason week two. I'm going to see all the players up close, bro, like close. Like, that is a player, you know, my eye's going to be transfixed on. Penning, I'm going to be transfixed on. I would say Kendre. I don't know if Kendre might not even be playing there right now, bro.
I don't think so.
Bro, that game is August 18th. You are saying that he's going to not play in like what, 20 days? 20 days.
I put money on it, bro. I put money on it.
A hammy?
Yeah. Hammy's not good. Shahid, Deontay, Brandon Coleman, Colson. We always get a good undrafted free agent, late round guy. Yes, but the person that used to find that talent now works for the Broncos. Just FYI.
You know, I mean, and then like, who is that possession guy? You know what I'm saying? Who is that guy, you know, third and seven that's just going to get up in there, mix it up with the DBs, make a tough catch? Taysom Hill? Like, every time I look at clips, Taysom Hill, he's catching a lot of the little short and intermediate stuff. I mean, is he going to be that guy at the tight end? Is it a Hoke?
Hoker? Like, that one super underrated thing. And I don't even feel – I feel like the Saints media haven't even really talked – like, it's like Hoker has been primarily, like, tight end one with the first team offense since, like, mini camp, bro. Like, mini camp. Man.
It's crazy.
We could talk about, like, we just talked about the guy, the scout that found a lot of the undrafted talent now in Denver. But potential, and we have no idea how good, if good, whatever, if you, whatever. But the fact that you may have your starting tight end as an undrafted free agent, like one that actually lived up to the hype, because there's been a lot of undrafted free agent tight ends that's come around and has not panned out to anything. That's impressive. That's impressive.
It is. It is. We'll see how it works out for him. But, you know, they need it, because that tight end run, boys.
It's Hoker, it's Michael Jacobson, it's Juwan Johnson, and it is Foster Moreau. That is the tight end room. Let's see. KB 504 says, can't believe we passed up on Spears for Miller. Shake my head. Here's the thing. I don't fault them so much for passing on Spears because he literally didn't have any cartilage in his knees. But then if you use that reason, and for you to then just draft a player that also was coming off an injury, because Spears wasn't coming off an injury. He just had bad medicals. Yeah. And as time has played out, even though it's just a season, now Kendre looks like to be the one who has the injury issues, and Tajay Spears looks fine as he did in college.
Right.
Then it looks like a bad look. And I know our dude Dan, like that was our dude Dan, co-host of the Saint City and Me podcast. Like that was his draft bay. Like we were at what's the Mexican place? Superior Grill. When the Saints passed on Tajay for Kendre, and it just one, and I'm not writing Kendrick off. I'm just saying it doesn't look great. No cap, no filter. Saying says I thought Carter could be our Matt. After that Dobbs loss, I realized Carter ate Matt. And Matt Stafford. Oh, whoa, and Mick and D.A. ate McVay. You realize that after that game? Got some. you could go back to one of our early podcast episodes we had to do where people in Saints Twitter didn't want to trade a first round pick for Matthew Stafford, and it was idiotic then. Man just got an extension, got paid, and won a Super Bowl,
but was ready to trade the phone for Deshaun Watts.
Anyway, CEO likes. We'd be talking about Jamar Chase holdout right now, bro. We would not be talking about the Saints. I swear to God. forgot Juwan was even on the team. I think the Saints forgot he was on the team in minicamp, if I'm being honest. I kept asking, where's Juwan?
No, where's Juwan, man?
Where's Juwan? Juwan a man, Juwan a John. I kept asking. Then as soon as I start... I literally asked it the day before. Like I asked on Twitter, I was like, "Is Juwan Johnson gonna make the team?" Next day, he had foot surgery. Okay, all right, cool. What else there to talk about? Tipton. Let's talk about the defense a little bit. Before we talked about the defense, I'm sorry. We talked about Spencer Rattler. We talked about some things that we wanted to see in training camp, and one of our episodes that we did is like the growth from Rattler, right? From his struggles in rookie minicamp, OTAs, mandatory minicamp to training camp. It's early, but it sounds like he had a good practice on Saturday. He got got time with the first team. He made that 44-yard touchdown to Mason Tipton, hashtag just the tip. But the other backup quarterback, Jake Haener, news comes out, skin cancer. It's like you said, if there's anything that is life-threatening, maybe we should just go get checked out by the Saints doctors, like premature, bro. Because they may find some shit that might save my life. Now, if I'm hurt already, absolutely not.
You got a little bone fracture or something? Get on out there, buddy.
But what is it like? You're about to have heart failure. If you got some type of cancer, the Saints doctors are on top of it. Jake Haener diagnosed with skin cancer. He wants to go through the process of going through treatment, but what I heard is that he wants to play through it.
Bro, ain't no toughing out cancer, bro. Like, get your treatment, bro. Like, do what you got to do. But I get it, man. Like, he's fighting for his football life. Sound like he's been pretty good throughout camp. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing he's been aggressive throwing downfield. And look, if you look at, like, the splits of throws and completions and stuff like that, it looks like him and Rattler are getting about an even amount of time. So it's interesting. It's a real battle. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but, you know, we rooting for Rattler, you know, because he has so much talent. But, shoot, man, I don't have no dog in the hut, man. I just want somebody to beat out Cole.
Anybody. Beat out Cole. Help me. Our dude Whitewell said he trying to pull that Foster Monroe. Dante said, the Saints won't let you die, but they may kill you. All right. Diaz, are we stopping the run this year?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I think a lot of that will depend on Brian Breesy's health, his growth. And I still get a feeling Christian Boyd is going to be an impact this season, man. Like, even if it's just being in there on the early downs and just, you know, remember like Tyler Stallworth, just a guy that just helped with the O-line or some of the defensive line in the run game. I still think Boyd could be a factor. And he's the type of player that even when training camp's going on, unless it's in the past, like you can't see like what his impact is.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's major key, though. Them stopping a run is like, because it was bad last year. It was like bad.
We were at that Bears game. We were at the Bears game. We were at the Texans game, and that shit looked ugly. Oh, I was at the Rams game. It wasn't great that game either. Like it's been a concern. It has been a concern. Let's see what else the chat's saying. If you got a high ankle sprain, they can't help you, but they're gonna help you catch that cancer. Amen. And inverse to D's question is, are we gonna run the ball at all this year? Now, will they be successful running the ball?
We'll see. I mean, that comes back to the question about the offensive line, you know. Offensive line, who's gonna be the running back? Well, we know it's gonna be the number one, but who's gonna be two? But it's really come back to the offensive line. And, you know, even Penny talked about how, you know, which everybody's saying, hey, the scheme fits me. This is the perfect scheme for me,
blah, blah, blah.
You're athletic, you move laterally, All that sounds good, but we just need to see it. And sounds like they've been having some good runs the past 2 days. They had some good runs today in padded practice. But it's going to be one of them things. Just got to see, man. But they are going to try to run the ball this year for sure. This is Clint Kubiak. You know what I'm saying? This is a Kubiak. They will run the ball. It's not a question of if. It's they will.
They will. Mark said, I want to be positive so bad, but I think the offensive line is going to be cheeks. So I'll say this, and to give some optimism. If you just go to those, and I did this with Clint Kubiak becoming an offensive coordinator. I went back to Gary Kubiak's offensive lines he had in
in Houston. I went back, you know, looked at the Niners offensive lines historically, and those lines have like one dude, like one top five-ish dude, usually at left tackle, but mostly like the rest of the four other players on O-line were just like guys. Like they were just guys. The reason that they were so successful is that the coaching did what it needed to do, and it had those players play and do their job well enough that they didn't have to have a ton of talent scattered throughout the offensive line. And the Saints is so crazy because it's like been an inverse of that. Where, I mean, inverse, but like in terms of draft capital, this Saints offensive line is draft capital wise has more invested in it than any of the Niners offensive lines, any of those Texans offensive lines, and I would hope that you could coach up this talent. I'm not even saying be top five, but could you be, I don't know, top 15, top 18, like something?
Yeah, just be fine. And look, I mean, even last year, they weren't good in the run game at all. But you know, in pass pro, in pass pro, it started off really rough.
Yes,
but you know, it got better. It got better as the season went along. So they just got to get better in the run game, man. They got to get better in the run game. And it comes back to scheme. They ran the lowest amount of play action passes last year, even though Derek Carr was real effective out of it. They're going to run a ton of it this year. Like, it's just it's embedded into the philosophy of the offense. So it's going to be play action under center. A lot of motion,
rollouts,
all that stuff.
Legs.
So all that helps the offensive line. So I think it's going to be – I think it should be fine. It should be okay. How good is it going to be? Is it going to be like a weapon or like we had in the past where the offensive line was like one of the premier units of the team? I doubt that. Not going to happen this year. But can it be fine? I think it can. I think it can be a fine offensive line.
Right. And – we talked about this a little bit in the Discord. For this offensive line to like get its bearings, right? I cannot think of. This is getting a little way ahead, but I don't want to discount Derek Brown. I don't want to discount Jadeveon Clowney because those are talented players. But in theory, this offensive line should be able to at least be okay against the Panthers Week One. It could be okay because that's the thing about this team and this schedule. We're going to find out real quick.
Real quick.
Because after week one, you got – week two, you got booty banded. Week three, you got – and I know the Eagles offensive line wasn't great lot. Like, they took a huge nosedive and regressed to the mean and what have you after their Super Bowl run. But they still got a lot of talent spread throughout that defensive line.
Like, oh, yeah. Like
Jalen Carter, Brandon Ingram.
Zach Bone. They making plays
okay. I'm going to preface this statement, but I'm saying I'm not wishing this to happen. I'm not wishing this on the player. One of the most ironic, like, insane things would be, like, in week three is, like, Zach Bond beats, I don't know, Penning or beats Fuaga on a pass rush. Like, it's, like, nasty, bro. Like he did against Penae, bro. Just, like, ooh, right? And just he sacks Derek Carr so hard and just knocks him out for the season. Like, bro, that'd be some shit, bro. Like, the one thing they didn't have that man do his entire career, and the Eagles have him do it against us. Again, I'm not wishing that to happen. I'm just saying it would be ironic as hell.
Ironic as hell, man.
But they're going to find out, like, we're going to find out really quickly, like, how good the offensive line is. And it's going to be trial by fire, bro. So it's like, yeah, figure it out. Let's see what else. How bad is the Saints off? Oh, Joe, we kind of talked about this. He said, how bad is the Saints off? We are talking about this. D said, Carr, my bad off season. Dante said, have we heard anything from defensive tackle Christian Boyd? Like, we haven't, but also today was like their first day in pads. Like I don't know how much we're going to hear from a player like that just because of the position.
He's a player you just got to keep an eye on in preseason games.
Yes.
Just to see how he does. So, yeah, see how his leverage is and stuff like that. But I did see O'Brien mention him in his article today. So,
He did.
Whatever that means.
Sherm said, is DA running a three linebacker or two linebacker concept? If so, which linebacker gets most playing time, Werner or Gay? So I think, I mean, it is. I think unless the plans change, we talked about this on the pod, they really do want to get all three linebackers on the field. And it sounds like if three linebackers are on the field, that they want Warner and Gay to be the off-ball linebackers and maybe use DeMario like as a blitzer on, I'm guessing, like downs where that's needed, right? Willie Gay started off training camp making a lot of plays. Just, you know, Scott Boschka of Field Vision, like, talked about Willie Gay, like, talking that the Saints made a great signing in Willie Gay coming from the Chiefs. And then Warner's come back, and the Gay signing was good. Like, I don't need to talk about it anymore. I don't need to see more of it. It's like the signing was good. And if healthy, the Saints linebackers should be a strength of the team, assuming that the regression of Pete Warner does not continue.
Right. Exactly. And that's a promising thing. And look, I mean, DA talked about Willie Gay today. Basically, his only issue right now is learning the defense. Not that he's not learning it, but, you know, just takes time to learn all the ins and outs of playing linebacker for the Saints and all the calls and all that stuff. So he's still trying to catch up. Pete Warner knows all defense, so he has no problem. So he's coming in. It's a real battle. It's a real battle. But I think regardless of what happens, you're going to see them two on the field. You know, if not together, you're going to see them switch around because they both have different skill sets. You know, Willie Gay, you know, he's good in coverage. He's good at blitzing. You know, Werner, he was good against the run when he was good. When you know, his good season, he was really good against the run. He was good, you know, pretty good against the pass. So, nah, man, I think if it all works out, I mean, Saints got some linebackers. Hey, you got Jalen Ford. You know, he's making some plays. They got some guys, bro. They got some guys in the linebacker room. So, you know, that's promising.
It is. Extremely, extremely promising. Someone asked us earlier. I scrolled. I didn't see who it was. Basically, was asking, like, besides Teron, like, from Honey Badger's play, like, how the safeties have been looking in training camp. I haven't really heard a lot.
No, I haven't heard much.
About them, to be honest. I will say.
Made a pick. I heard Will Harris, veteran safety, played with Detroit. He started with Detroit for a while. Heard he's been, you know, looking good. I think the Saints, DA, just taking an approach. They want just smart, professional guys at safety. Like they're not, you know, what's his name? What's the safety that was with the Raiders?
John Abrams. Abrams.
John Abrams. Yeah. He's been playing a lot in base, you know, coming downhill and stuff like that. They just want good, smart guys that, you know, that are in the right position and stuff like that, you know. So I think we're not going to hear much about camp, like big plays happening or nothing like that, but guys that are just in the right spot.
Araneka says, how bad do you think Marshawn injury is? Is it concerning? I mean, it concerning would no, but it's not, it's probably like not the best, right?
I mean, it's not the best for him right now. It's not the best because, I mean, he's missed what, about 17 games the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, missed part of OTAs, you know, came back towards the end. And then, you know, started camp, gets hurt with a hip flexor. And hip flexor could be anything. I was looking it up. It could be anywhere from like 1 week to 6 weeks. DA made a weird comment today, like, you know, he's not losing any sleep about Marshawn Lattimore or something like that. I was like, weird thing to say. But basically he was saying, like, it's going to be some time until Marshawn Lattimore get back. So,
right.
And look, the problem is like the Saints are getting plenty of experience without Marshawn Lattimore. They're living life without Marshawn Lattimore. And when you do that, it's kind of like somebody won't make a call.
Yep. Yep. Kool-Aid's gotten a lot of snaps in first team, which is good because he needed them, right? He missed all of pretty much all of everything.
Men, When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can I say this? I don't know if I can say this yet. I'll hold off on it. I don't know if I can say it yet. But yeah, I'll leave the march on. Not to say like, I'll say is that within the last 2 months, the Saints got an offer for him that they declined. Now, kind of to Ryan's point, and this is not any inside knowledge or that I'm not saying that it's coming from anywhere. But to your point, right? If you see that, whether it's right or wrong, but if you see that he like your star corners continue to be injured, you've made plans of how to kind of get by with him being injured, it may change your perception of, okay, do we make the trade or do we keep him, right? I still go in the mindset of, one, if he has a hip flexor, it already goes into the narrative that the Saints have already built that he's not healthy. So then you're driving the price down of what you may get for him. And exactly. Then two, DA's so much on the hot seat, bruh. Like, the most idiotic thing to do when you're already on the hot seat is be like, all right, let me trade the star corner. Because, like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Eddie the Don said Debo can be cornerback one. I don't think he can. Do not think he can. I like Paulton Adebo. I do. I like him a lot.
I do not, unless until he shows me otherwise, I do not think he is a just true number one like corner. Can put him on the other team's best wide receiver, and you don't have to worry about it. I don't believe that.
Yeah,
prove me different.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. You know, but he's approaching it like he can be. He said in the presser that that's what he's aiming for, and he's getting the opportunity. And back to Kool-Aid, you know, one thing I've liked about, you know, from what I'm hearing about Kool-Aid is he's as advertised, you know what I'm saying? Like at Alabama, super experienced playing outside perimeter, technician, does his job. That's what he's been doing in camp, man. Just to say he hasn't gotten any, you know, snaps in the offseason, he's just come in and does his job. Had a few hiccups there, might get beat here and beat there, which happens. But, you know, it's usually like a blown coverage or something, like a miscommunication, right, where he's trying to – but he's not just getting outright flamed and torched, you know, constantly. So, you know, that's been a positive to hear about Kool-Aid. And I saw a couple snaps from Alante. I was like, ugh. This nickel thing, I'm just going to see how this work out, bro. But the fact that Kent, you know, Kool-Aid is getting all the outside snaps just tells me it's Alante's job in the nickel. And
right.
It is his job.
Right. It does. Because you would think that they would be like rotating if that was like a competition. Right. Now, maybe when Marshawn gets back, that becomes more of a competition, but who knows? What else was there? Yeah, sticking with the defense. Chase Young.
Mm.
Huge thing. Huge thing that came out there. Chase Young, you know, looked healthy today, according to all reports. Made some plays.
Bruh. Like, if you go watch any clip of him, he just looked different. Like
different, bruh.
You see the why, like, somebody like him would go number two overall. You know what I'm saying?
Easily.
Like, okay, this dude built different. Like, I know he hasn't had the career that, you know, everybody expected and stuff like that, but still, the reasons that he got drafted that high
are still there.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like very similar to Clowney, right? Like, he kept getting contract. He kept getting paid because it's like, and you can make the argument that he didn't live up to that billing until this past season with the Ravens, like, completely, right? We've seen some glimpses, we've seen some flashes from Clowney, but I think Chase Young is that same prism of that.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's promising. Apparently, like, he got cleared on July 22nd, and the Saints just kind of said, look, let's just ramp him up slowly. And he's on a slow ramp up. Today, they let him loose, had the pads on. He bull rushing. They say he bull rushed Landon Young almost into the quarterback, just showing that strength and power. I'm here for it, bro. Like, they need it. Like, if he can be that dude and just be, like, good to really good, I mean, it helps this defense so much. So much.
Well, like, as long as you get something from Chase Young, like, I am not, Justin said, also Chase Young is still only 25, which is very wild. I'm not banking or counting on anything from Peyton Turner as a Foskey. You could talk about what they did in training camp. I do not care until I see it on the field. I don't care. I don't, Ryan.
Who?
Truly.
But Peyton Turner did get a sack today. I'll say. You got a sack. But you got a sack off the Chase Young bull rush. So I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Mr. Cleanup Man.
Cleanup Man. And that's all right. I'll take a little cleanup. I'll take it. Foskey, I ain't nothing about Foskey. Nothing about Foskey. I ain't hear nothing, bro. Like, it's nothing. Like, no one allowed to mention. Like, bro.
You mean the exact same thing that we heard, didn't hear last season as well, right? But fucking our dude, I'm blanking on his name the defensive coordinator that came with our podcast, or defensive help. Cody Alexander did a whole breakdown of Brian Branch and the Lions defense recently, but that's what we got. Eddie asked, will they play him in the preseason, referring to Chase Young? I think especially because of his conditioning last year, I think you have to. Like, yeah. I think you have to play him in the preseason. Plus, he had the neck surgery, so he was like, he wasn't doing anything football related for
right.
Like, so he got a. Can we all just really quickly, like, he got cleared on July 22nd. He's out there making an impact, and Marcus Davenport still, like, I don't, is he still on PUP, bro? I think Marcus Davenport still on PUP, bro.
Still on PUP, man. No.
If only, like, God bless me to be, like grown or just, like, grown up to be, like, a huge just athlete.
Oh, man.
Still a check, bro. Still a check.
Still in money.
No, that's Peyton Turner with his youth football camp. All right. stupid dude woke up on PUP. That's referring to Marcus Davenport. That's assuming that he woke up. I think we hit on it all. One thing I didn't put on our list was Mike Orstein. Passed away. Was
Arnie,
part of the Saints and them coming to prominence, and was like a right hand man of Sean.
Oh, yeah. Get it done, guy. He's the, get it done. You know, just when
just go do it.
But he was, man, apparently, like, you know, just super well known around the league, man. Like, the league office, NFL teams, agents, coaches, everybody was just like,
everybody, man.
Mike Thomas wrote a big long passage about him. Yeah, man. He was just, you know, worked with Reggie Bush when Reggie Bush was coming out in the draft. His name pops up a lot around Bountygate.
I still
go with the theory that, I'm not saying he was the whole reason, but I think part of the reason the Saints got targeted by that Bountygate thing was because of Ornstein, because the league had sued him.
That's right.
After the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was selling, like, fake NFL merchandise, something like that. I don't know.
Forgot just, all about you know, that.
Just, you know,
my team,
that's my team, though. Always some shit.
Speaking of Michael Thomas, someone asked in the chat, do y'all think Michael Thomas, sorry. So a Raiders fan came in here and said, trade Marshawn Lattimore for Nate Hobbs, who's still on a rookie contract or whatever. And I was going to respond to it. And Mark deleted the chat and booted the person out and said, get out of here.
Get your ass out of here.
I do think Mike Thomas will be signed, but I will say this, like, we're like a week into training camp, so it's still early. But as training camp goes on longer, man, I don't know. I'll leave it at that. I don't know.
It's crazy that he's not signed right now.
It is.
It's crazy.
It is.
I don't know where he is health wise and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. All right, so we've gone 55 minutes. I haven't brought this up yet. Before I dive into the second part, if you are a Southern California Saints fan, our dudes, John Hendricks and Ross Jackson, are doing a live show in Fullerton on August 8th for their podcast, Second and Saints. Don't know the time yet, but all I want to say, I will be there. I will be there 100%. But if you're a Southern California Saints fan, you're in LA, you're in Orange County, wherever, August 8th, a flyer is coming out for it that John Hendricks is going to post and Ross Jackson will post. I just want to see something. I just want to see something, Ryan. I just want to see something. With this little live show in Southern California. Just want to see something. It's interesting.
You telling me John Hendricks and Ross doing more fan engagement than the goddamn Saints?
This nigga right. Here is time for me to talk about this shit right in. The New Orleans Saints is the only team in the NFL. And we've talked about this. This has been on our fucking radar for months. That are not allowing fans at training camp. They're doing two practices in August in New Orleans, but their stint being here in Southern California, in Irvine, not a single practice is open. The Raiders,
who the Chargers and the Rams did not even want them to be able to have fans at their training camp practices because Raiders fans, like Raiders fans in Southern California, like Southern California, all of California are Raiders fans. Not all, a lot of it is. They didn't want the Raiders to have fans there. The Raiders are able to have, I believe I was told, 200-ish fans at their training camp. 200. Okay. Fans or practices are closed to the fans, which in theory you would be like, oh, okay, well then the media, you know, maybe the Saints would change the rules so the media could, you know, tweet out things, have some live tweets of training camp practice that's going on.
Nope.
Closed. So the media is not allowed to tweet out anything regarding the team until after practice is over.
Yep.
No fans are there. It has been so on my radar because I'm like, this is weird. This does not feel like, to, you know, the age of Twitter and getting training camp updates from your team. We've lived right. It from the Saints perspective, so we know what it looks like.
Yeah.
You said it perfectly, bro. That the Twitter account 32 beat writers or 32 beat reporters, bro, they can't tweet out nothing about the Saints, bro. Nothing. Nothing.
It's a black hole.
Not only that, it has been so on my radar that everything that the Saints Twitter account has put out, you talk about production. You talk about you talk about shit that look glossy, nigga. I do photography as a side gig, nigga. I know what it means to fucking edit and make your shit look good. That not a one single live clip, bro. But if it is a live clip, like, bro, they put QB1, bro. It was Derek Carr. He like doing a 3-yard, 4-yard pass to Taysom Hill, bro.
Slow motion. Just like... Propaganda, man.
Mickey, I tweeted this. Mickey Loomis is running the Saints like a Soviet state, bro.
Yeah, bro. North Korea, bro.
It's insane. And I've gone, it's been my mission, bro. Every time anyone tweets, oh, the fan engagement trend, I'm on their ass. I am going to tweet it all training camp. Is it going to change anything? Probably not. But for Mickey Loomis to come out and say the shit that he said, like, oh, what's Southern California? We didn't think we'd get a lot of fans there anyway. There have been so many people in our mentions.
Oh, my God. So many.
Shout out to Rob Walker with Times Picayune, Notre.com. He put out an article today, and in it was a quote from, you know, a Saints fan out in Southern California. Like, man, he's like, hey, there's tons of us out there. He's like, he was excited when he heard the Saints were coming out there, like most Saints fans would be that live out there. Like, oh, I finally get to see my team in training camp. Sweet. Only to find out, nope, not allowed.
Here's a quote. Are you kidding me? Phillips remembers, this is from Ron Walker's article, remembers thinking when he heard the Saints were headed to California. I was stoked. I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't wait to go. Then I started hearing the news that fans probably wouldn't get to go. It was awful because there are so many Saints fans here because there are so many transplants. So instead of making his way to the campus of UC Irvine, Phillips has had to keep up with how his favorite team is doing on social media and online. And he can't even really keep up with it done in real time.
Gotta go after the fact.
It's wild, bro. It's wild. All the little, like, oh, head coaches signing like autographs at other training camps and playing players and get. This is where the team has come. I've also heard. I feel like maybe I can say this is that the way that the Saints are currently handling things may not be. Maybe people who work for the Saints, not everyone might not be in favor of it.
So they know. I believe that. It's just bad business, man. I don't know. It's just bad business. I don't like it at all. Don't like it at all. Like, what are we doing here?
Like, are we really that scared? Like, are we?
I was laughing at your tweet because. And then Rob Walker article, you know, like a bunch of Saints players, like, man, we miss the fans. We love to hear the fans to give you that extra energy. It's like, talk to Mickey Loomis, bro. Change that right now. Like, energy. They can put out, like, I bet you if the Saints put out a message, like, literally tonight saying, hey, Saints fans of Southern California, come to practice tomorrow. There'll be a line out front. Short notice and all. Bet you there'll be a line out front.
Ain't gonna happen, bro. It's just, I just can't get over the fact of, like, you, like, and I'd have to go back to see, like, when was the last time an NFL team, like, didn't allow, and I'm not counting the two in fucking New Orleans. I'm not. Like, that's fucking performative. Don't fucking try to play me.
I think it's during week two.
Yes, it is. One of them's like on a Tuesday. You know why? Because I was going to see if I could fly out there and go to it.
I was going to see if I can go. I was like, oh shit, if it's on a weekend, I'm going to go hit up the one that, because I love going to the one at Tulane Stadium and all that. Nope. Can't go.
Nigga, on a Tuesday. Just the mindset is that if this is coming from the GM of the football team, and he thinks this is a great idea to keep fans away from the Saints during practice. And we know why, bro. We saw the first goddamn play in team in training camp. Derek Carr's first pass was an interception to DeMario Davis.
Light him up. Even today, on me, it's on me, bro. It's on me, Shaheed.
Shaheed, be Kool-Aid, bro. Like, and the crazy thing is, I watched it. I was like, damn, like Kool-Aid's coverage was actually pretty good. Like, Shaheed's speed just got him right. Like, he's just there. Him, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Derek Carr.
Like, it's just Derek Carr,
that's
man.
Why, bro. That's why, like, because. We don't care if we live in New Orleans or we from New Orleans, but we a Saints fan, we gonna let you know how we feel, bro. Like that.
Oh yeah.
Boo. So we've gone from that to, like, I just can't shake it that that's where the mindset is and that's what the feelings are, and yet. Like, you logically think this team is going to be well equipped to go into Dallas week two, going to Kansas City and KC when I'm watching fucking passes that Patrick Mahomes throws that I tweeted you. I was like, man, some of these throws goddamn ridiculous, bro. This man went to the Alps to train sprinting at altitude, bro. But we can't have Southern California fans at a Saints training camp. All right. Cool. Let's see. Jay Sean said that wasn't even posted to credit the defense. They really want to try to make it seem like Derek Carr out there slinging that motherfucker. I'm like, no, he's ass. Ass. Where's Tyler at?
That's all me, bro. I know.
We know, bro. I want to give credit to Matthew, but that clip might be used so many times this season, Ryan.
Oh man, and you know, coach Ryan, bro, because you know, probably last year he probably would have screamed at Shaheed or something.
We watching, nigga.
Yeah, we watching.
Could you imagine if they had Hard Knocks this year? Please, no. I mean, I would hate it, not hate it, because it would have been a lot more work, but just to see some of that shit, bro, like.
Oh, man. We'd be the laughing stock, bro. Embarrassing.
How much leeway is Carr getting this season? This question came in a podcast episode before. Like, it's hard to answer that. It's hard to answer that. Like, it I still get a feeling like it got to be bad. The only thing I think would maybe change it is that you have a different person at offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. And if Clint Kubiak go into DA's offense and say, listen, bro, this man can't run our offense. He can't run my offense. Mm-hmm. Like, Painter, quick decision maker, Rattler got the arm. He's young, but like, that's a way. And they would have like to look
if,
like
if,
bad.
And if he went to him like, look, man, look what San Francisco did. With
Purdy.
Purdy from who's the quarterback before Purdy? My mind is just gone, bro.
Trey Lance, who's looking terrible in Dallas. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, look, move from 49ers, move from Jimmy G, who was very similar to Carr, to
very similar
to Brock Purdy. Come on, man, let's go change the whole dynamic of your franchise. You know,
and they had the balls. I don't like giving the Niners a lot of credit, but they had the balls to, like, even though they had drafted a quarterback top three and traded the farm for him, they knew he wasn't the guy, bro. Like, they knew he was not the guy, and they went with a Mr. Irrelevant because he was a better player.
It's crazy. Like, Trey Lance, one of the biggest busts in recent draft history, bro.
Ooh.
Like, for the 49ers to just skate past that without any flack at all. Any flack at all. And to their credit, they moved on when they realized it and moved on. It's just crazy because we saw reports today. You sent me a report today, but this dude, like, 13, bro. I heard Michael Lombardi talk about Trey Lance today. Like, he's heard from sources that
might get cut.
Just don't have it. He just don't have it. Like, he doesn't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the processing and stuff like that. So, anyway, that's just. But yeah, but Derek Carr leeway, it'll have to be bad. But there's still that thing that's lingering in my mind. Like, you talked about his draft when they were looking to move up to get I'm just bad with names today, bro. Like
Michael Penix.
Michael Penix.
Man, that nigga, I'll start throwing that thing, bro. That ball bitch be humming, bro.
I've got darts.
Bro. Oh, why is he gotta be a Falcon, Ryan? Why he gotta be a goddamn Falcon?
All right, man, that shit. They've been doing that all my life, bro. All my life they've been taking players I like.
Yeah, Julio. Vic, well, this is before Vic was before I started like watching football, but like,
nah, man, all my life.
But John,
even like some of my favorite Saints players would leave and go to the Falcons. Ironhead went there, played for years. Sam Mills went to the Panthers. Bobby Abel went to the Falcons, but nobody cared. Joe Horn went to the Falcons for a little bit.
To your point. All the, like, I don't want to make it a big deal, but I just, you know, I think Dave Ziegler, bro, he might be like Palpatine in the prequels, bro. Like, just plant the seed, bro. The seed worked, bro. We saw the seed worked. I don't know. The seed worked. They wanted to trade up and draft Michael Penix. So if you wanted to do that in the draft, all I'll say is that if that was already the plan, you've already made up your mind of what you feel about Derek Carr as a player. Like, you have, period.
Yeah.
If that's already there, then, like, you have, and I know it's not going to be an open competition, blah, 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 but that assessment has to be open. You can't go into that assessment being like, we 100%, like, that's our starter no matter what. And I'm not saying that he's going to get outplayed in training camp by Rattler or by Hayner or anything like that. But if it's close, you got to think about it. The Saints would never do it.
I can't wait till preseason because that's when you see who got game. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. practice and all that, that's cool. But you see who got game when the football starts. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait. That's going to be really fascinating.
We're wrapping it up here. Eddie said, y'all see how Olave talked about Rattler? Talked about it earlier in the podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, just light up, bro. Like, you ever, like, like before, like, maybe you had, like, a crush on someone, you just started talking about him, your whole demeanor just changed, mm-hmm. but you just got the hearts in your eyes. That's a lot of it. I really hope that Rattler gets his chance to start at one point. It's been nothing but positive news about him all training camp. And I think part of it, too, for us as fans is that because we know what Derek Carr is and who he is as a player, like, we don't even care that he's a rookie. It might, like,
nah.
Rattler might not be good at all, bro. But, like, right, he's just not Derek Carr.
That's it. Like, this most positive attribute.
Is he Carr? No. Okay. Start him. But thank y'all for joining. We had a bigger episode. We had a lot to catch up on. Feel like we've talked upon it all. So thank you. We still got 27 concurrent viewers on right now, which is a lot for us, even it being late. Average people watching for about 20 minutes for when people are checking us out. So thank y'all. So
we will definitely be doing more, you know, not having such a long gap for training camp updates for our pod. Life was just life. Like I said, you know, took a trip to Texas, spent time with my family. Ryan was busy over the weekend. So shit happens. But we appreciate y'all for being a part of us. We appreciate everyone for the support, being on late, all that. We love it. We truly, truly love it. We know that football season is right around the corner. We got 25 concurrent viewers on right now. Whether it be a Saints win or a Saints loss, bro, I know those live stream recap pods.
Getting it in, boy.
it's gonna be something else. So it's just a place of therapy or a place of enjoyment. Either way, win or loss. But we got y'all covered. Thank y'all for support. Again, if you checked in, listening to this, watching this late, please like and subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio pod, please 5-star like, all that, thumbs up, whatever it is, because it truly, truly does help the podcast. So Eddie said, Thursday is the Hall of Fame game. Damn. That's crazy. Man,
I see Caleb out there.
Ooh. The Bears are in it, aren't they? Uh-huh. Yeah, because the Saints play on the 10th, right?
I don't know.
No, I do, because they play, hold on, their first preseason game is August 10th, which is like right around the corner. Against the Cardinals. I only know that because me and Jay are going to go see Alanis Morissette that night. So I can watch, like, I'll be on the Zoom for like the first quarter going into halftime, and then we head into the Atlanta Morris. Maybe that should be our song for karaoke. You, I is don't it know.
In, is it an ironic? I could do that one.
Okay. Like, right. But anyway, we could do something. We could do something for the karaoke. I think people might pay $1 a month just to hear you saying ironic live. I think. Come Patreon,
dollar a month. Patreon.com/Saints Block Party.
Or a YouTube member. Just saying. Thank y'all so much. We'll be back probably for sure be back this week to do some more updates and recaps of training camp. But we appreciate the support. And with that, we're out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.